Foes. The Arcana. Into every dark age, 22 kids are born with supernatural powers and destined to fight in a life-or-death game. Our stories are depicted on the major arcana cards of a tarot deck. I'm the Empress. We play again now. Death, the reigning victor, won't stop until my blood bathes his sword. Arsenal. To defeat him and the others, I'll have to draw on my Empress powers. Enhanced healing, the ability to control anything that roots or blooms, thorn tornadoes, and poison. Because I'm the princess of it. 1. Day 246, AF. Requiem, Tennessee. Foothills of the Smoky Mountains. This is what I truly am. Jackson stumbled back from me, making the sign of the cross, just as I once predicted. With that one gesture, he has broken my heart utterly. And yet, I could not be prouder, Empress, seductive death whispered in my mind. I heard him so clearly. He must be close. I had nothing left to lose, no reason to live in fear of him. Watch your six, Reaper. I'm on the hunt. A rasping chuckle. Your death awaits. I started laughing, and I couldn't stop. Jackson paled even more. I hoped he would desert me now and take the other three with him, out of my reach. Because otherwise, the Empress might just kill them all. Moisture tracked down my face. A tear? Rain. As Jackson and I stared at each other, drops began to fall between us. My laughter died when I saw him clutching my hair ribbon so tightly that his battered knuckles were white, as if by holding on to it, he could hold on to the sweet girl he thought he'd known. She was gone, replaced by the Empress, still tensed to fight, standing in a puddle of the alchemist's remains. As my reddened hair streamed over my cheeks, I felt my face twisting into an expression I'd never made before. One of menace. I was half surprised Jackson hadn't drawn on me, but his deadly crossbow was still slung over his shoulder. Along with the ominous drizzle, fog began rolling into this ghost town, obscuring everything. But I spied movement out of the corner of my eye. I dragged my gaze away from Jackson to the rest of our ragtag group, three other arcana like myself, Selena, Matthew, and Finn. It was Selena I focused on. She'd removed her bow from her back and was now slipping an arrow from her thigh quiver. I raised my brows with surprise. I supposed the archer had finally gotten tired of waiting to kill us. When she knocked that arrow, the whirling thorn tornado above me tightened. The little vine by my face straightened in her direction, a viper poised to strike. So that's how it's going to be, Archer. My voice was raw from screaming and pain. I sounded like a movie villainess. I felt like one, too. There's a heat in battle, just as Matthew had told me. Do we do this now? Exhaustion was setting in as my body regenerated. Though the alchemist's acid grenades had eaten away part of my clothes and skin, I still had some fight left in me. But for how long?
Whoa, ladies. What's going down here? Finn asked, in his SoCal surfer accent. Selena, why in the hell are you drawing on Evie?
Matthew murmured. The moon rises. The moon sets. Selena ignored both boys. I don't want to hurt you, Evie, she said, even as she aimed at me. Her flawless skin glowed, tinged with red like a hunter's moon. Her long hair streamed around her face, silvery blonde, the color of moonlight. But I will protect myself until you rein this back in,